24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
You do it right to make updates to your home. Lowe's does it right too with July 4th savings throughout the store. Like $15 off gallon cans and $45 off 5 gallon pails via Lowe's gift card rebate when you buy select paint and stain. Get up to 40% off select appliance special values. And with your Lowe's Advantage card, ask for up to 24 months no interest on purchases of $19.99 or more. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/10. Credit offer valid through 7/7. Minimum purchase required, subject to credit approval and can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply, U.S. only.
You are now listening to Grown Folks Talking Live. Follow me on IG, ACQUILLAFAYE. Akilah Faye on IG. Looking forward to connecting with you there.
Boom. We on part two. We on Grown Folks Talking Live with your woman, Dr. Akilah Faye, where we bring you the tools and strategies to transform and relax. Anybody can talk to you about sex. Anybody can talk to you about gossip. Anybody can give you stuff to keep you in a rut. But this is the place where grown folks come together, have real conversation, real dialogue that stimulates your mind, your body, your soul, and your heart with strategies that you can apply right now in your life. With adulting and parenting in the 21st century. We know that's not easy, but it's definitely not hard. It's all about getting your mind right and getting your heart right, starting with the inside first. So we're going to go ahead and go into this beautiful song by Jonathan Santos called, you know what, Terrence, I'm going to let you choose. Do you want to hear Changing the World by Changing Me, Live Your Dream, or Transformation?
Oh, I think we've been talking a lot about transformation. So let's go with that one.
Awesome. So you all, we're going to listen to Transformation by Jonathan Santos of Santos Soul Music and Global Soul Entertainment. Man, so blessed to have blessed friends. Here we go.
I'm getting better with time because I would always have to go. I was so indecisive. Maybe I don't know, I think so. How could you depend on me if there was no consistency? First I had to learn to love myself and have compassion for humanity. I was seeking transformation, spirit elevation. Only I can free me from this monotony. I was seeking transformation, and I found my liberation. I learned that I hold the master key to perceive my true identity. They say you reap what you sow, and I've worked so hard to leave before I seen it grow. So I'm planting my feet and taking action, not philosophy. Not taking this pain to the next level. Not taking these ways to the next level. Not taking lies, taking hurts, taking fears. I'm not playing this game. I'm making the change. See, I forgive myself, and now I'm transformed. So forgive yourself and be reborn. You hold the master key that unlocks your whole destiny. Faith in your heart, and don't worry about a thing. I was seeking transformation, spirit elevation. Only I can free me from this monotony. I was seeking transformation, and I found my liberation. I can hear my heart speak. Now I'm back on track. No more subtle manipulations and no more lies.
my dreams silent. Cast away and set aside. I love you, but I'm leaving. Won't rationalize the prophecy. See, life is too precious to settle in the sea of complacency. So I switched up my tempo. I picked up my beat. Oh, I got a new melody.
Follow me on IG ACQUILLAFAYE. Akila Faye on IG. Looking forward to connecting with you there.
Awesomeness. And y'all know I didn't tell y'all the bonus was the length of a full show. I just told you there's a bonus part too. It's like the man on the boat. He said that time, why the boat look like? See, you can't tell me what we gonna do. So you're gonna get an extra bonus, okay? So thank you for choosing that song. I think that was so appropriate. Our book read today is T.D. Jakes, Reposition Yourself, Living Life Without Limits.
Sounds like transformation to me.
See how you that's why I let spirit lead. You said spirit lead, it's hard to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
GPS.
Yay. Don't get me started because you got to go. You got to you better have me in here with the quiet.
Well, you know, just because I got to go ain't going to stop your praise party, right?
That's right. But it might get yours started. You get distracted, though.
Okay. Yep.
So we're gonna start on page 142. It's gonna be I'm gonna read one sentence from that, and then page 143 is a really awesome paragraph. It says, too often I believe we get caught up in a cycle that's as dangerous as any riptide hiding under the calm swell of an ocean current. On page 143, look yourself in the mirror and know what you're worth. By this, I mean two things. First, pardon. You must face yourself and the emotional baggage you have regarding money and look it squarely in the eye. I encourage you to both journal and to discuss with someone who's ahead of you in this area, a friend, a family member, someone from church. Be honest with yourself and be honest with them. Don't lie or put a spin on past mistakes. If you wasted money on clubbing and eating out, then acknowledge it. How will you prevent yourself from repeating the pattern? It's not that you can never go out again. It's simply being smart about it so that you can maintain feeling good about yourself instead of experiencing the highs and lows of the riptide cycle. Second, I encourage you to put all the facts about your finances in front of you. Consider it a personal audit. Not of what you're worth as a person, which is hard to separate from financial worth sometimes, especially in our culture, but what your assets are worth. List all your debts of any kind, and not just credit cards, car loans, home mortgages. Do you owe relatives for past loans? Do you have school loans that you may not be due because you're still in school or in a grace period? One way to be brutally honest is in the area to get your credit report. That's what T.D. Jakes is saying. I'm going to say your credit report is also your character report. do an audit on your character. You know, think about your character. Who have you hurt? Who have you offended? Who have you cussed out? Who did you not apologize to? Who did you not see that for? Put that down too.
I love it. That's cool. The character report. Because I think a lot of people, you know, if they look, if they compare their character report to their credit report, they may find that they got a 750, they got a 750 credit score, but they got a 250 character score, you know. So some people might be a little bit afraid to do one versus the other, you know.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to have you choose your character report or your credit report. Which one you want to run?
I'll run the credit report.
That credit report.
Imagine if TransUnion added that to their list of services. Woo!
Yeah. Right, well, it says your credit is 850, but your character... We've never seen a negative like this before.
Well, why did you deny my loan? I have an 850 credit score. Yeah, but your character says 145, and that means you probably ain't got the character to pay us back. Yeah. There you go. Gotcha. Boy, you stepping on somebody's toes right now, Keela.
Well, we grown folks.
Yep.
We grown.
So that means you stepping on some big toes.
Right. And the way I came up was grown people could talk. And that's what kept us from being in the streets. That's what kept people who had siblings or relatives on drugs to get off drugs or be functional drug addicts. Even though people don't like that concept, a lot of us know. We had relatives who was hard on crack. I had one. Went to work every day, paid his bill, took care of his responsibilities. We got people who got bad relationships now because they don't want to talk. And let the choir or the deaconess come and beat Billy behind. Or Billy don't want to tell the deacons he cheating on his wife because he know the deacons gonna be like, hey, that ain't what we do. But back in the day, he would have them conversations and not get offended.
Yeah.
That was the difference. They didn't say, why are you judging me? They said, oh, wow, you know what? I am better than that.
Yeah.
I am a better person than that. Thank you for reminding me of my greatness. That's what used to happen.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing here.
Absolutely.
Reminders.
Cool. Because people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, right?
Exactly.
I love it. And I love how in the focus of the book, repositioning yourself. In order to reposition yourself, you've got to be able to reposition everything about yourself. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. There is a statement that I love to say. Mm-hmm. And it's, just because you failed doesn't make you a failure. And so we've got to learn to differentiate our mistakes from who we are. What I did doesn't necessarily define who I am. You know, we all fall short from the grace of God. No, there is no perfect person, but we are all seeking perfection. And the thing about seeking perfection is that the word seeking is an action word. And if you are ever in the action of seeking something, even though you may not get there, you automatically grow because of the action that you put in front of it. So you might have failed at your finances in the past. That doesn't make you a failure. You have the opportunity each and every day, each and every day when you wake up and do the breath that we did in our meditation, there's another opportunity for you to seek to be better in your finances, to seek to be better in your faith, to seek to be better in your friendships, to seek to be better in your knowledge, to seek to be better in your awareness of things that are going on around you and things that are going on in you. When you reposition yourself each and every day, you find yourself going higher and higher and higher because now the repositioning is bringing the flow underneath your wings and you're flying like the phoenix, rising up into the sky to where you were destined and created to be.
You are now listening to Grown Folks Talking Live. Follow me on IG, AcuQuillaFaye. Akeela Faye on IG. Looking forward to connecting with you there.
Bro, I got one question for you. You was born and raised in Chi-Town. I said Chi-Town.
Chi-Town.
I was about to say a whole lot of different names.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for pulling her back.
Right. I was like, ooh. You was born and raised in the south side of Chicago.
Yes.
I'm going to say the way that God poured in you, typically when someone say we not perfect, I'd be like, I'll be ready for a rebuttal.
Mm-hmm.
But I love how you said, but as long as you seek perfection. Because I always say, we're perfect the way we're made.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all made differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't need the doctor to fix my car.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need a mechanic to help my dog. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But I love the way you worded it. And I hope everybody processed that it's about the journey.
Absolutely.
It's about the intention, you know?
Right. And you just added on to it, because we are not perfect, but we are perfectly made. Mm-hmm. Because the one who is perfect made us. And he made us with those flaws, and he made us with those scars, and he made us with those unique features that we have, so that we could be perfectly positioned. There we go. Perfectly positioned for the task that he created us for. But when we start looking at our own map,
mm-hmm.
of what we should be and where we should go, instead of looking at the GPS that was ingrained inside of us, there is a red dot inside of each and every one, and it's pulsating. That's that GPS that was implanted inside of us from birth. Mm-hmm. He knew where we would end up before we were even created as the embryo, before the sperm ever met the seed. He knew, and he had placed inside of us that beacon of life that was going to direct us and position us in the place that he wanted us to be. It's only when we try to turn that beacon off, turn that light off, instead of letting our little light shine, that we become confused, we become misdirected, and we get off the road because we're following our own map instead of following that GPS that was already implanted inside of us.
That's amazing. I love how God works, because that wrapped all the way around. So I just have, I'm going to ask you one question, and then we're going to do a music break.
Okay.
And then I'm going to ask you another question. So the first question is, how do you manage your stress? Like, first off, do you feel like you do a good job with managing your stress and achieving work-life balance?
I feel like every day is a challenge.
Okay.
Every day is a different day. Some days I'm on top of it. Some days, like everybody else, again, I'm not perfect. Some days I'm seeking to do better at it. And these past couple of days have been perfect examples of how I've been put in stressful situations. And the only way you know how to manage stress is by being placed in stress.
Mm.
There's no, without a test, there's no testimony. Without a stress, there's no way to recognize how you're going to deal with that stress. But the best ways I know how to deal with stress, I am a lover of music. You know, again, born and raised on the south side of Chicago, so the music of my generation was house music. Y'all know nothing about that. Y'all know nothing about that, North Carolina. Don't know nothing about that.
What? Bruh. Okay.
No, you had that country.
I'm like, bro.
You don't know nothing about the talcum powder on the floor, slipping and sliding and spinning and shoving, and you know, that's all right. So what I do to manage my stress is I dance, and I dance by myself, I dance with somebody else, I dance in the yard, I dance on the grass, I dance in the street, I dance in the car, and I just let the music take me away. Because there is healing, as you well know, in music. And if you ever want to bring your blood pressure down, let the music go up. And really let the music take you. And that's one of the best ways I do to manage stress. Working out, I need to do more of. I've gotten back refocused into that, you know, and working out is whatever works for you. For me, it's weights, treadmill, it's spin cycle, but for you it may be yoga, it may be Pilates, it may be kickboxing, whatever it is.
Oh, but yeah.
when you when you I'm a firm believer that you don't want to keep it in. You want to let it out. The more you keep it in, it's like the old school teapot. You remember the old school teapot that had the crystal glass at the top, and you see the tea popping up. And then the quicker it popped up, that means, you know, it was getting hotter until it got to the point where it was getting so hot that steam started coming out of the other side of the teapot. That's how you know that the thing was about to explode. And that's because we keep a lot of stuff in. And your body is only so big, and it's composed of so many different things. And stress was not one of the things that was built into you. Stress is something that's placed upon you. And if you internalize that stress, the stress has nowhere to live because it wasn't created to be in you in the first place. So what does stress do? Stress finds a place to live within you, but there's no place for it. So it starts bullying its way into different places, and it'll bully itself into your kidneys, and then it'll bully itself into your liver. And then eventually it finds your heart. And that's why they call it heartbreak, because the stress has literally broken your heart, because you allowed it to move in, live in, and stay in. Whenever you find yourself in a stressful situation, I want you to scream 911 and find a way to let the stress out.
I love that you said that. One thing I do, I go in the middle of the woods by the lake and I scream into the trees, to be real with you.
Yeah.
Another thing I do, like you said, Pilates, Tai Chi and yoga.
Yeah, good.
Also in nature. And you all, like, definitely making sure every single episode you're learning different things you can apply, and you're hearing honesty. No one's talking about being perfect, but being on the journey to taking better care of your mind, your body, your spirit, and your soul. With that, because we got that house music, I'm going to put on some little party music, and then we're going to be right back.
Grown Folks follow me on IG, AcquillaFaye. Akilah Faye on IG. Looking forward to connecting with you there.
Woo! That song was awesome. Man, see, you thought we didn't know how to party. We know how to party in North Carolina.
It was all right, you know. I'm going to have to send you an MP3 so you really know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You but that was good. That was good. That was a nice first try. Nice first try.
I'm going to bring you on my show, and we're really going to show you. That's all right, okay?
Okay. I appreciate it. Y'all heard I'm going to be on his show, right? Y'all heard it, Unstoppable Stories, if y'all didn't know. Make sure y'all check that out, okay?
Tuesday nights, Facebook Live.
What time?
Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time. Go to bit.ly/Unstoppable Stories. You find the page, you find all our past episodes, and definitely you'll find a reason to go from being stuck to being unstoppable.
Awesome. And what's your website one more time?
Website, www.unstoppablecoaching.com, where we help you create your vision, implement your vision. But Dr. Faye, more importantly, we hold you accountable to living the life, not that you want to live, not that you even deserve to live, because favor ain't fair. We hold you accountable to living the life you were created to live.
That's that GPS and that map, y'all.
And there you go. There you go.
Last question on my show, we always close it out with prayer because we just feel like that's important. Feel like that's important. So
yes.
And with the millions of listeners, I feel like the ones who listen agree. So what's one jewel? You done gave so many jewels. I mean, thank you so much for being on the show. I definitely appreciate you. You have been a joy, a pleasure, a laugh, a dance. Yeah, I like dancing too. I'm gonna tell you that. I love dancing. Uh-huh. I've been here doing my own
You take the scarf off and spin it.
I do take the scarf off. I do. I shake it out. My locks be all free.
Uh-huh.
That's beautiful. To have fun, you know?
Yes.
So what's one jewel? Just one. If you only had 30 seconds to impart something into like 300,000 people who are listening to you in a football arena, what would you say?
Well, since we're about to go into prayer, what the Spirit gave to me was when I was growing up here in Chi-Town, we also have the famous Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr. Mm. And he's the founder of PUSH Expo. Mm. And what does PUSH stand for in my life? It stands for pray until something happens. Mm. If you want to find the first step towards being unstoppable in your life, pray until something happens. Mm. And if nothing happens, pray until something happens. Don't stop. If nothing happens, pray until something happens. Wash, rinse, repeat.
I love it.
That's what I would impart to your audience. If you want to be unstoppable, push. Pray until something happens.
Yes. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Oh my gosh. Well, it's another episode of Grown Folks Talking Live. We just had the unstoppable coach, Terrence Lethbridge, with us from Chicago, Illinois. It's been such a blessing and a pleasure. You all got a two-part episode. So just keep that in mind. You got the part one, you got the part two. Just ask everybody to take one deep breath and hug yourself and just remind yourself that you love yourself. You are great. You are wonderful. You are valuable. Everything that you're going through in your life is just another phase, another step for you to achieve the vision that has been given specifically to you. It is not for others to understand, nor for others to see. It's for you to believe and know and achieve. Know that God is with you no matter what it is you go through. And the only thing that can stop you is you. I pray right now for an abundance of clarity, an abundance of love, an abundance of support, an abundance of upliftment, enlightenment, and clarity to come upon everyone who is listening, who shares this, who downloads it, who passes through. Anyone who even hears 5 seconds of this podcast and never gets to the end, may they be blessed from the portion that they hear. And may each of you continue to go out into the world and shine your light like a candle, passing your light to another candle, to another candle, to another candle, to another candle, to where all darkness is removed. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. The Creator loves you. You are loved. You are worthy of love. And you are loved. Be blessed. Be uplifted. And continue to hug yourself as you go throughout this time. Hug your children. Hug your family. Hug your loved ones. Because you never, ever know when's the next time you'll be able to hug somebody. And don't do it out of fear. Do it out of sincere love and appreciation that that person is near. I am Dr. Akilla Fay on Grown Folks Talking Live. Again, you can find me at tribetransform.com. And again, I love you. Mwah! Peace and blessings.
You are now listening to Grown Folks Talking Live. Follow me on IG, AcQuillaFaye. Akilla Fay on IG. Looking forward to connecting with you there.
You do it right to make updates to your home. Lowe's does it right too with July 4th savings throughout the store, like $15 off gallon cans and $45 off 5 gallon pails via Lowe's gift card rebate when you buy select paint and stain. Get up to 40% off select appliance special values. And with your Lowe's Advantage card, ask for up to 24 months no interest on purchases of $19.99 or more. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/10. Credit offer valid through 7/7. Minimum purchase required, subject to credit approval, and can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.